The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy fired on a U.S. tanker in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday, marking another dangerous escalation in what has become an increasingly volatile maritime corridor. This incident comes just as both sides reportedly reached a preliminary agreement to extend their ceasefire by 60 days.
The timing is particularly concerning, Marcus. The Strait of Hormuz handles roughly 20% of global petroleum liquids transit, and any sustained disruption there sends ripple effects through global energy markets. We're already seeing Asian buyers canceling U.S. LPG cargoes because freight costs have spiked due to the Middle East conflict. Some shipments that would normally cost $15.20 per metric ton to transport are now hitting $60.80 per metric ton.
Those freight cost increases illuminate something crucial about modern supply chains. When geopolitical tensions spike, it's not just the immediate combatants who pay the price. Asian energy buyers are essentially being priced out of American LPG exports because shipping insurance and routing costs have tripled. This creates immediate market distortions, where Asian consumers end up paying more for energy while American producers lose export revenue.
The European Central Bank's warning about Iran war, doubly scarring Eurozone consumers, reflects exactly this dynamic. First, Europeans face higher energy costs from supply disruptions. Second, they face broader economic slowdown as global trade routes become more expensive and uncertain. ECB officials are essentially preparing markets for stagflation scenarios where energy price inflation coincides with economic contraction.
What's particularly interesting is the U.S. denial of Iran's claim that they destroyed American aircraft in Bushehr. Iran broadcast this assertion on state television, but U.S. officials have categorically rejected it. This suggests Iran may be trying to project strength domestically while simultaneously negotiating ceasefire extensions. It's a classic dual-track approach where military posturing serves diplomatic purposes.
The ceasefire extension, if confirmed, would represent a significant de-escalation pathway. 60-day extensions provide enough time for substantive diplomatic engagement while giving both sides political cover to step back from immediate military confrontation. However, incidents like the tanker firing show how quickly situations can spiral despite high-level diplomatic agreements.
From an economic perspective, markets are treating this as manageable volatility rather than systemic risk. Oil futures have risen modestly but aren't approaching panic levels. This suggests traders believe the diplomatic track will ultimately prevail, or at least prevent full-scale military confrontation.
But we should note the Pentagon's confirmation that adversaries have been using commercial advertising data to target U.S. troops adds another layer of concern. This isn't just about traditional military confrontation anymore. When foreign intelligence services can purchase location data from commercial data brokers to track American military personnel, the battlefield extends far beyond conventional theaters.
The data broker revelation is particularly troubling because it highlights how commercial surveillance infrastructure has created new vulnerabilities for military personnel. Soldiers carrying smartphones with advertising trackers become inadvertent intelligence assets for hostile nations. This represents a fundamental challenge for military operational security in the digital age.
Meanwhile, we're seeing parallel military buildup in other regions. Cuba has warned of potential bloodshed as U.S. military presence in the Caribbean intensifies, while Guatemala agreed to joint military strikes with the U.S. against drug gangs. These developments suggest broader regional security concerns extending well beyond the Middle East.